Let's face it, there's something magical about owls.
And if you like owls, this is the quintessential owl to get excited about him. It's a big, white, snowy bird from the high Arctic.
That's Mylan Bull from the Connecticut Audubon Society.
They're spectacular birds, and they look so out of place. I mean, you're walking along the beach like this, and there's this big white owl. Most people look at it, that they can't believe it. Is that real?
We're walking in Milford Point, an 8-acre barrier beach at the mouth of the Housatonic River, and we're searching for snowies, yellow-eyed birds that are about 2 feet tall with brilliant white feathers. The owls have been popping up in unusually high numbers across Connecticut.
This is the largest incursion I can remember since about the 1970s.
Bull says part of the reason for this eruption of owls is low food supplies up north. Snowies hang out on the flat tundra, hunting lemmings and other small mammals, but when food runs out, young owls often head south in search of prey. They're attracted to Connecticut's open coastal dunes, which mimic the tundra, and house a variety of small rodents. Bull says the snowies won't nest here, but they will spend a few weeks in the state, looking for food. At the beach, Mylan Bull pulls out his binoculars and begins scanning the horizon for birds.
A lot of ducks and gulls. But the owl is not in residence.
So he suggests we continue our hunt over at Stratford Point, an Audubon observation post a few miles down the Connecticut coast. We hop in our cars, drive over, and start scanning the horizon at the new spot, right near Sikorsky Memorial Airport. At first, it looks like the trip was another bust, but then...
Oh, look.
There he is, Jesus!
God almighty! I didn't even look up there.
Wow. That's incredible. So just describe where it is.
It's on the peak of our roof at the office in Lordship.
The bird is about 15 feet away from us. You can see the yellow in its eyes as its head rotates wildly. Frankly, we're a little too close.
Let's get in the cars and back off so we don't flush them.
Okay.
If we can. And then we'll talk back there.
About 50 yards away, Bull sets up his scope and we begin observing the snowy owl. It's a juvenile with black bars over its brilliant white feathers. Bull says it's likely this is the first time the bird from way up north has ever seen humans.
And so oftentimes they're not too wary at first, you know. People can get up fairly close, but we're trying to, because they're under so much stress, you know, with lack of food, that's why they're here.
Yeah.
We're trying to ask people to stay back, give them some space.
Owls have eyes that are fixed in their head, which Bull says explains the wild head rotations. And then there are the talons.
Big, powerful, strong talons. They're really efficient lemming traps.
Yeah.
They don't miss. Very seldom. Oh, there he goes.
The bird zipped over to a nearby telephone pole, and after about 20 minutes, it flew off. Snowy owls are solitary birds, and they're highly transient, so it's hard to pin down exactly how much longer this one will stay in Connecticut. But if you're walking around at all this winter, it's possible you'll stumble across one. Bull says snowy owls have been seen everywhere from the marshes of Essex to open fields in East Hartford. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.